Chapter 6, How to Glorify God. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, explain how to glorify God, discuss the continuing cycle of giving and receiving glory. Key verse, John 11:40. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Introduction. In the previous two chapters, you studied about the glory of God and its purposes. You also learned that you were created to glorify Him and have His glory reflected in your life and ministry. If you are to experience God's glory and lead others to experience it, then you must know how to glorify Him. As you glorify God, He reveals more of His glory to you. Moses experienced the glory of God and led others to experience it. Leviticus 9:6-23. And Moses said, This is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. Moses led others to experience God's glory, and you can do likewise. This lesson presents biblical principles that explain how to glorify God. How to glorify God. According to the scriptures, you can glorify God in the following ways. By faith, God's glory is revealed as you are mobilized to believe and act in faith. John 11:40. Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? The word says of Abraham in Romans 4:20, He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. By redemption, God is glorified by your redemption from sin. Glorification itself is called salvation and perfecting. Romans 8:30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. By repentance, God is glorified by your initial repentance and conversion from sin, and by your continued repentance whenever you sin. Joshua 7:19. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. Repentance includes cleansing yourself from sinful attitudes and actions. This brings glory to God. Psalm 64:10. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Ephesians 5:27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. By confession, God is glorified by your confession that Jesus is Lord, Philippians 2:11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. By humbling yourself, God is glorified when you humble yourself. Numbers 26. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. Humbling yourself includes fasting and prayer. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear guard. As you humble yourself and pray, God answers your prayers, and this brings more glory to God. John 14:13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Humbling yourself means that you present your body as a living sacrifice. 1 Corinthians 6:20, For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. By abiding in his presence, you give glory to God when you abide. Live continually in his presence. 1 Chronicles 16:27. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. You abide in the presence of God by letting Christ live in you. John 17:10. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. You abide in his presence by allowing God to be in you and work through you. 1 Samuel 28:5. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto his people, Israel. In suffering, when you experience problems, trials, and suffering in life, God is glorified when you respond properly. Romans 8:17-18. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Luke 24:26. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Paul said in Romans 5:3-6, we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 4:15-17. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 11:30. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. 2 Corinthians 12:5. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Ephesians 3:13. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. 1 Peter 1:7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:20. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. 1 Peter 4:11-16. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon ye. And on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. 1 Peter 5:1-4 indicate that as you partake of his sufferings, so you will partake of his glory. Even sickness can be used for God's glory when healing results. John 11:4. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. The transfiguration of Jesus occurred because of the suffering he was to face. To see the glory transfigures the trial. By accomplishing your ministry, God is glorified when you fulfill the ministry to which you are called. 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. 2 Thessalonians 1:11-12. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Your ministry includes good works, and God is glorified as you do these works. Romans 2:10. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Good works also include your conduct and conversation. 2 Peter 2:12 indicates God will be glorified if your conduct and conversation is proper. God's work includes bearing spiritual fruit. This also brings glory to God. John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. The fruit of righteousness brings glory to God. Philippians 1:11. Being filled with fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. God's work includes sharing the gospel message, which reveals his glory to the nations. Isaiah 60:1-2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Psalm 96:3 says to declare his glory among the heathen. Isaiah 66:19, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles or nations. Psalm 145:11, we are to speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. The message we preach is called a glorious gospel. See 1 Timothy 1:11, 2 Corinthians 3:7, 2 Corinthians 4:6, and Colossians 1:27. When the gospel is preached and believed, it has a glorious course. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. When men receive the gospel, God is glorified. 2 Thessalonians 1:12. Those who hear and believe give God glory. Acts 13:48. Those who travel and preach the gospel do it for the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Even the riches of glory are yours through the gospel. Ephesians 1:16. Colossians 1:11. As you minister, God demonstrates his power, and men glorify him. Acts 4:21. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Read how God was glorified through the demonstration of his power. Matthew 9:8, Matthew 15:31, Mark 2:12, Luke 2:20, Luke 5:25-26, Luke 7:16, Luke 13:13, Luke 17:15, Luke 18:43, Luke 19:38, and Luke 23:47. You glorify God by finishing the work to which you were called. John 17:4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. You can glorify God in all you do. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. The amount of and type of work you do may sometimes be ordinary, but it becomes extraordinary when it is done for the glory of God. By abiding in His Word. God's glory is revealed in His words. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Psalm 119:130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. Remember that light is related to His glory. When Moses broke God's words, which were written on the tablets of stone, his face lost the glory. God gives His glory to men who receive and keep His words. We cannot overemphasize the Word in relation to God's glory, because Jesus is the Word. Through praise and worship, man, so affected by God's glory, returns glory and praise to Him. Psalm 50:23, Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. The highest point of worship in the New Testament occurs when the creature spontaneously glorifies God. Glory is to be, 1. Rendered to God, 1 Samuel 6:5, 1 Chronicles 16:29. 2. Ascribed to God. Psalm 29:1. Matthew 6:13 says, Thine is the glory forever. 3. Given to God. Malachi 2:2. 4. Enabled by His glory in us. Psalm 57:8. Psalm 108:1. Psalm 30:12. 5. Done in unity. Romans 15:6. Glorifying God is not done in a vacuum. You are to give glory to God because, 1. It is commanded. 1 Chronicles 16:29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Isaiah 42:12. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare His praise in the islands. Psalm 96:3. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. Psalm 29:9. In His temple doth everyone speak of His glory. The following passages all concern giving glory to God. Nehemiah 9:5, 1 Samuel 6:5, 1 Chronicles 16:10, 28 and 29, 35, 1 Chronicles 29:11 and 13. Jeremiah 13:16, Revelation 1:6, Revelation 4:9, Revelation 4:11, Revelation 5:12-13, Revelation 7:12, Revelation 14:7, Revelation 19:1, Psalm 22:23, Psalm 29:1-2. Psalm 66:2, Psalm 96:7-8. 2. It is due to Him. Psalm 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. 3. Of His nature. Revelation 15:4. Who shall not fear Thee, O Lord, and glorify Thy name? For Thou only art holy. Romans 15:9, that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy. 4. Of His name. Psalm 86:12. I will praise Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify Thy name forever. Psalm 115:1. Unto Thy name give glory. Psalm 148:13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. 5. He created all things. Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. See also Revelation 14:7. 6. He sustains all things. Romans 11:36. For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. 7. Of redemption. Acts 11:18. When they heard these things, they glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Romans 8:30. Because we are called, justified, and glorified. Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. 8. Of His judgment. Revelation 14:7. Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come. See also Revelation 15:4. Of your inheritance in Him, that I may see the good of Thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of Thy nation, that I may glory with Thine inheritance. You will learn more about how to glorify God in chapters 8 and 9, which deal with the subject of worship. The continuing cycle. In this lesson, you have learned how to glorify God. As you glorify Him by following these guidelines, God reveals more of His glory in and through you. As you give glory for what He has done, you receive glory to further mobilize you for ministry. This continuing cycle is unending, a motivating force equipping you to accomplish what God has called you to do.